All right. Well, today I wanted to discuss why you should never simp or subscribe to an OnlyFans girl and the reasons guys subscribe. So I actually know two girls who do OnlyFans. I matched with one of them on Bumble, and I know the other girl through like a friend of a friend, kind of like a, she's like an acquaintance of a friend. One of them makes barely any money and the other makes a fairly decent amount. I think the reason guys subscribe to an OnlyFans girl are very varied and nuanced. A lot of guys subscribe to OnlyFans because they have no or very little dating prospects, and they turn to subscribing to OnlyFans to get the girlfriend experience, so to say. A lot of sub-5 males fall into this category. There are also a lot of average to even above average looking guys who subscribe to OnlyFans, partially because they just don't have a plethora of options of girls to date that they're really attracted to, but some of it has to do with not having the quality of matches as a more attractive guy does. They may be able to have a few choices of girls to date, but they may not be the quality of women that they really want, so they may go down the rabbit hole of OnlyFans. They'll subscribe to a girl that they virtually have zero chance with ever meeting, but still get to feel like they have a connection with that girl and are able to see nude pictures of her. There are also some good-looking guys who subscribe to OnlyFans because they may have a crush on a particular OnlyFans model, and they think that there's a possibility of dating or sleeping with them. A lot of older married guys subscribe to OnlyFans for a variety of reasons. They may not be attracted to their wife anymore. Maybe their wife gained a ton of weight and lost her looks, and they're subscribing to see naked pictures of a much more attractive younger woman. There are guys who will subscribe to a girl for a few weeks because they're curious what that girl looks like naked. I remember some guy telling me that he subscribed to this girl who's like a legal midget just to see her nude photos. And this was a guy who was actually married and actually pretty decent looking with a fairly attractive wife. And when guys are curious about a certain girl, they'll do a lot of really stupid shit. I never subscribed to OnlyFans, but I used to watch this like very famous OnlyFans girl named Brandy for a few months when she would go live on Instagram. I found her through listening to like a Michael Sartain podcast where he had her on as a guest. And then I followed her. I just followed her. Yeah, in some ways, I kind of fell for the rabbit hole. And it was interesting, but she would be in her pool in a bathing suit just staring at a camera and answering questions. And this girl was in like the top 0.1% of OnlyFans creators who like made at least $1 million a year from it. It was kind of crazy, but she would read off like super chats she was getting like it was water. It seemed like every 15, 20 seconds she'd be getting like a, you know, $20 here, $30 there, $100 here. It was crazy, to be honest. It'd be crazy to see it in real time. In regards to why you shouldn't simp or subscribe to an OnlyFans girl, there are many reasons. These OnlyFans girls basically view you as a cash cow and nothing more. A lot of these girls know that the vast majority of their subs aren't getting any play and are struggling getting any women. And they view it as simply a business, and you as their subscriber are really just a transaction at the end of the day. They really strategize different ways to kind of suck you in as a subscriber. A lot of the times it's posting, you know, certain nude photos, certain photos in certain outfits. It's all designed to keep your lust as high as possible, pump your dopamine, and kind of keep you there, you know, hoping and wishing that one day you'll be able to meet them and you'll be able to be with them. But it's all a sham. Like, it's all smoke and mirrors at the end of the day. And if you're aware of this and still like doing it, I mean, go for it. But you're really not getting anything out of it. And these girls don't actually want to get to know their subscribers. They don't even want to talk to them. They really just look at them as like a means to make money and kind of live their best life. Like, all the money you're giving them, you know, allows them to, you know, buy a house, allows them to, you know, travel and hit up the club and, you know, do, you know, live their best life. It's not really doing anything for you as a subscriber. You're not really getting anything out, you're not really getting anything out of it. Honestly, there's nothing wrong with OnlyFans, like the business model, but honestly, as a guy, you're just not getting anything out of it like you would even with like an escort or even go to the strip club. I mean, at least with those two, you're getting some sort of like physical contact and, you know, the human elements there at least. And what many guys also don't realize is that a lot of these OnlyFans girls aren't even running their own page. And while you're there messaging her and thinking you're talking to her, You're really talking to Miguel from the Philippines or Jaspreet from India. A lot of guys don't realize that. They really don't. They think they're getting a close relationship with the girl of their dreams, but in reality, it's either someone in a third world country, an OnlyFans management agency, or even more brutal, that girl's boyfriend could be talking behind the scenes. A lot of guys will pay money each month with the hopes of meeting this girl or eventually dating her. These girls play on this. They really do. And they try and keep you hooked by dangling that carrot over you and living your head rent free. The simple fact is that these girls just aren't going to ever meet you or hook up with you. Yeah, sure, there are exceptions. And maybe in a very, very small percentage of cases, they may meet up with a subscriber that they find really attractive. Or they may have like a fuck a fan contest. But I'd say in over 90% of cases, they just look at you as like a dollar sign and purely nothing else. I've also never understood why guys would subscribe to see naked photos of a girl if they can just watch porn online for free. I think people will say, oh, it's to have a close relationship with the OnlyFans model. It's to have the girlfriend experience. But as I just stated above, like that's not the case at all. As you know, most don't even interact with their subs. At least the biggest OnlyFans or like the mid-tier models, they're not the ones running their page. They're not talking to their subs, very rarely. They do the lives, obviously, and you know, talk to them like sometimes, but a lot of the times it's a guy behind the camera. Something OnlyFans models do as well is cross-promote other OnlyFans models. So they'll have Instagram lives with sometimes four girls all just showing their ass for hours. It's like they'll be like sitting down at a desk or on a couch and their ass is just like, it was like posted to the camera, and there's like thousands and thousands of guys that are just like sitting there watching this for hours on end. Like it's fucking crazy. So you, like I said, so you as a guy subscribe to one girl and then all of a sudden you're subbing to multiple girls, keeping you hooked in that funnel. And from a time perspective, subscribing to OnlyFans takes away from things you could be doing to improve yourself in real life, such as, you know, looks maxing, different hobbies, or just doing something else you really enjoy. Like all the time you spend sitting on Instagram Live or looking at naked pictures of that girl is time you're never going to get back. All for a girl who wouldn't splash water on you if you were on fire. It's also not a good mental space to be in when you're looking at nude pictures of a girl constantly that you'll never meet or sleep with. And let's just say you're a guy who's like not very social. You never had like a big social circle, and sometimes like, you know, these OnlyFans girls will show themselves in the club or out doing things, and it kind of puts you in the mental headspace of like wow, I wish I was there with that girl. And it's not a good mental space to be in. And also, from knowing two girls that do OnlyFans, I can tell you that they absolutely do not give two shits about their subscribers in the slightest. The one I match with is a fairly decent person who doesn't necessarily view her subs as trash or like a complete dollar sign, but she has definitely stated that she has zero interest in any of them and it's all for the money, basically. And for the guy she matches with and finds genuinely attractive, you don't even need to take her out on a date and spend a dime. But for guys she isn't attracted to, that's where she would be after their money. The other girl is more sinister, to be honest. She's someone that views her subs as like literal cash cows and constantly asks them for money. It's kind of crazy, but what she'll do is send pictures of her odometer in her car that's on E, or send a photo of like an empty fridge to her subs and other guys that she views as simps. It's kind of crazy, but what she does is take one photo of her empty fridge and then sends it out to as many guys as possible. And then she does the same thing with her odometer on E and then sends it out to guys asking for small amounts of money. She'll also ask guys for bigger amounts of money and says that she needs money for rent. It's honestly so fucking crazy. Well, if you've enjoyed this video, feel free to give it a like. Feel free to comment down below your opinions on subscribing or simply for OnlyFans models, and feel free to subscribe. Until next time, take care.